Hello and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of January 22nd. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. We're starting a new Patreon drive to get one new patron each month, and we already hit our January goal. Our January 2019 patron is Will. Thank you and welcome to the lovely crew of Gamers Inn patrons. Hopefully you're listening to this on your exclusive Patreon audio RSS feed. I know a lot of patrons take advantage of it. Super happy to have you here. Thank you so much for listening. But yeah, we usually try to make this quick. So quickly, the Gamers Inn content we're going to be covering this week on TGI Prime. I've been checking out Vane on the PS4. That's Vane as in a weather vane. It's hard to say. I received a review code for the game, and I like the way it looks. I'm not too fond of the way it plays and the way it's kind of laid out. It's very easy to get lost in this game. A lot of dark patches where there's not a lot of light, and it just feels like the game is punishing you. And in my eyes, personally, when I play a game, when I feel that the game is punishing me, that feels like a design issue, not a feature. So the game is basically you play this crow flying around and trying to solve puzzles, but then you also turn into a boy by flying into piles of gold flakes. It makes no sense, but I'll try to explain a bit more on the Gamers Inn, and we can chat about that on Thursday. Also, I played the Resident Evil 2 one-shot demo. Played it on Xbox One X and got to experience that. We talked a little bit about it on Zombies Ate My Podcast, but I want to talk a bit about it this week if I have some time. But if we don't have time, I'll actually be checking out Resident Evil 2 when it comes out on Friday. I spoke to Jocelyn quickly today. She's not sure what she's going to be playing, but I had suggested she maybe dig into some older games. Then I suggested maybe we should check out that Netflix Choose Your Own Adventure movie, Bandersnatch, the Black Mirror one. I've been trying to find time to watch it for quite some time, and it feels like a movie that fits within the Gamers Inn motif, where I remember, not this past summer, but the summer before, we actually covered the Castlevania series on Netflix. So I think this fits right in. Jocelyn's actually already seen it when I suggested maybe she give it a watch and let me know so I can make some time to watch it. But she's already seen it. Maybe we'll talk about that at some point. I'm going to see if I can fit it in to watch it this week, maybe. Moving over to Summoner's Call, Fire Emblem Heroes. We got our new special units revealed shortly after recording last week. We will be receiving 5 new units with a bathhouse theme. The whole bathhouse scenario was featured heavily in Awakenings and Fates as sort of this extra building where you could have, frankly, awkward conversations with other characters. So it's an awkward banner. They're all Fates characters, which has made Reddit kind of explode. This includes a 6th Camilla alt, which is free through the Tempest Trials Plus, which is starting shortly after the banner. The 2nd anniversary of Faye is coming soon, which also means our 1-year anniversary of Summoner's Call is right around the corner as well. We actually recorded we released our first episode on February 3rd, which was covering the first anniversary of Fire Emblem Heroes. So looking forward to that. Finally, upcoming games this week. Life is Strange 2 Episode 2 Rules comes out on PS4, Xbox One, and PC on January 24th. Resident Evil 2, a remake, comes out on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. That is this Friday, January 25th. New Gamers Inn will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersinn. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.